Armadoxy for today. Dreams and Diplomacy, Vazgen I's Leadership. When His Holiness Vazgen I was elected in 1955 as the head of the Armenian Apostolic Church, Armenia was one of the republics of the Soviet Union. The Cold War was in full swing, and the Iron Curtain was more than a convenient metaphor. That is, it definitely separated East from West, physically and psychologically. The notion of a church, a sacred and established religious institution, surviving in a system which preached atheism sounded absurd to many. But there, in the shadow of biblical Mount Ararat, and in the place where Jesus Christ descended to mark the spot where the first Christian nation would build the first cathedral, Holy Echmiadzin, the Armenian Church was being driven by the power of the Holy Spirit, and it was being done so in full view of the Soviet authorities. During the 39 years that followed, Catholicos Vazgen led the Armenian Church with wisdom and divine grace against the internal and external threats that were beating on an already fragile church. In 1991, with the collapse of the Soviet Union and the proclamation of Armenian independence, the first papers of citizenship, most deservingly, were given to this venerable patriarch. He had overcome obstacles, met challenges, delivered the church to the doorsteps of the new millennium, and in doing so, managed to inspire generations of us. During his years as Catholicos, to many of us living in the United States, as well as in most parts of the diaspora, His Holiness Vazgen I was the embodiment of the Armenian Church. His Holiness expressed himself about the diaspora, while independence was only a dream and a hope, while glasnost and perestroika were yet to enter the Western lexicon by Soviet leader Gorbachev. His Holiness said, "Destiny has thrust upon us the diaspora, a challenge which we must confront with courage and honor, structuring our life on a firm and enduring foundation of today and tomorrow. The strongest, the safest, and the most reliable foundation upon which the structure of the entire diaspora can be built upon, today is, and always will be, the Armenian Apostolic Church, our Mother Church." If ever there was an overt display of the Holy Spirit guiding the Holy Church, it was during the pontificate of His Holiness Vazgen I. He led the church during the Cold War. He was attacked by atheist ideologies from the outside, from the inside, party factions, and the ugliness of divisiveness ate away at him. The church was being played as a pawn in a game, but he met each challenge with love in his heart, love toward God and toward every one of his children in the Armenian nation. Without discrimination, he cared about all of his children. As he ascended to the apostolic seat of Saint Thaddeus and the holy throne of Saint Gregory the Illuminator, he kept firm to his faith and his calling. He led with courage and with valor. For all of his diplomatic means and harsh climate in which he led, he articulated the primary goal of the Armenian Church simply as, "It is to be the true messenger of the gospel and to herald the good news of Jesus Christ to the Armenian people." He did not compromise himself nor his principles. We began this week with the celebration of Reverend King's life and looked at the leadership models of different clergymen. Today we add Vazgen I to these extraordinary people who were charged with guiding the church and did so by staying focused and faithful to the principles of their faith. We end today with the first prayer of the day as offered by the Armenian Church. From Psalm 50, O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.